There are 8 million stories in New York City. This is one of them. NPR's Brian Mann took a train to find it underwater.
Mid-morning, the subway rattles to a stop in Far Rockaway. This is a working-class neighborhood, closely packed cottages fringed with housing projects. But the drab apartment blocks overlook shimmering, ivory-colored beaches. 10 minutes down the boardwalk, a low-slung cabana comes into view, the sort of beach shack you'd expect in Acapulco or Miami. A festive, hand-painted sign reads, "Almost Paradise."
Not much wind. We'll get your tanks out and line them up on the bench.
On a platform just above the beach, dive master Dee Dieter is helping a half dozen of his students get ready. He has gray hair, the big chest, and slender legs of a veteran diver.
I remember when we dove here and there was medical waste and you're pushing hypodermic needles out of the way. It was less than appealing. The last 20, 25 years, it's really cleaned up.
Better sewage treatment helped. So did a crackdown on illegal dumping. Now Dieter says garbage and sludge have been replaced by tropical fish. They drift north each spring, riding the Gulf Stream.
I saw a squirrel fish 2 days ago. Pilot fish, file fish, trigger fish, all kinds of stuff that, quote, don't belong here.
Dieter loves this place, and today it's easy to see why. It's Indian summer warm, the sky a pale watercolor blue. The beach here is sheltered from the Atlantic by a spit of land, so it's the perfect place to train novice divers. But the last few weeks, word has spread through New York's close-knit dive community. Almost Paradise is closing for good to make way for a new set of condos.
It's a shame this place is going away. It really is.
Carl Salonen is an accountant who's been coming here with his wife and daughter for the last year. The sad part, he says, is that most people never knew there was great diving right here in the city.
Well, the first thing you want to know is Jimmy Hoffa down there. The next thing you want to know is, well, how? I mean, the water is ugly. It just looks horrible. It smells bad. And you just say it's just full of life. Tropical fish are in now. There's butterfly fish and angel fish.
Just before midday, a crowd gathers. A couple dozen men and women in sleek wetsuits are getting ready, strapping on tanks, buckling weight belts. As Dee Dieter guides his students into the waves, people watch from the big retirement home next door. They look sort of worried, like the divers might be lost or just plain crazy. This isn't the tropics. The water is cold and murky. Slipping under, the light is cement gray. For long minutes, there's nothing to see but scrubby sand and rocks. Then the first butterfly fish appear. They flash yellow and blue like bits of neon in a black and white movie. On a slope, there are great sponges the size of fire plugs, the texture and color of Italian ice cream. Dieter points out tiny barbs of salmon red coral. Angling back toward the surface, a long ribbon of silvery fish pass overhead, like a flotilla of zeppelins. They're close enough to the surface that they catch the sun. It's weird coming up, stepping out of a secret garden onto the ramshackle edge of New York City. Back on shore, Dieter's partner, Ray Velasquez, is closing Almost Paradise for the last time. The restaurant is already shut down. Soon, all the dive gear will be trucked away.
This wasn't my business. This was my life. I want you to know that.
When he first rented the shack, back in the 90s, Velasquez planned to sell hot dogs and burgers, maybe rent a few jet skis. Then he saw dozens of scuba divers sneaking across his beach, and he saw an opportunity. Velasquez says he tried to buy the property, but it was too expensive.
On my part, very sad. We losing something that we thought it was ours, and I have in the past say to them that this will be here until I die, and it didn't happen. But we don't know. What are we now in life? Sometimes things change.
It's not clear what divers will do once Almost Paradise is fenced off. There's a public beach nearby, but city property is closed to scuba diving. Looking out at the Atlantic, Dee Dieter shakes his head.
There's 110 or 120 miles of shoreline in New York City. This is 206 feet for divers. We'll even take half of that, just so we have access in and out of the water, because this is a very unique dive site.
Officials with the Parks Department say they're willing to talk with divers, but the city is worried about lawsuits. What's certain is that the tropical fish will return next summer, riding the Gulf Stream. Divers say they'll be back too, sneaking across private land if necessary, slipping past lifeguards. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.